All right, I'm at the Busan airport, about to head to Jeju, and I couldn't really find a good place in there. can I talk to myself? This is pretty awkward. But I headed outside and toward the smoking area, and now I'm just by a parking lot, still CCTV land. CCTV sign right behind me, so I still probably look pretty weird standing here talking into a recorder, but I think this is all right. It's better than being inside. That's extra weird. Speaking of smoking, a little bit of a bad day today, like an 80 on the scale. So I'm looking at these mountains in the distance, and yeah, it looks like this city is smoking right now. Smokesville. I know it's all relative. Maybe 80's not that bad. It's not, 150 or whatever, but it ain't great. Overall, though, things have been okay. There was that one horrible batch in the middle. Other than that, Busan has been pretty good. Like, it feels quick. I was here for 5 weeks, but that day, I still very distinctly remember the first day I got here. Of course, why would I forget it? But I mean, really distinctly. Like, it happened 2 days ago or something. This went by very fast, and I was kind of thinking, like, because initially my thought was I'll just stay in Busan the whole time. I was just like, but it was more not as much about Busan. It was like, I'm just happy to escape Seoul and escape Jecheon. And really just to, not even those cities as much as I was just escaping the time of year, I think. It was just that horrible weather. It was just like, shit. The pollution was getting me down. So it was a 1-2 punch. Less pollution this time of year, and Busan is much more my style. But then I'm kind of floating in the middle where I do feel like I could stay longer. Like, I do feel like I was like, oh yeah, I was seeing on the map today, Yangsan or whatever, just seeing various mountains all over the place. And it's like, oh yeah, there's so many places I didn't go, so much stuff I could have checked out. But yeah, kind of right in the middle where I could totally stay longer, but at the same time, it feels real good to be getting going. And I guess since everything I've done has been train stations lately, I haven't been in an airport since I got to Korea. It feels kind of good just to head to the airport. Be at the airport, do airport stuff. It feels exciting. Like, all right, cool. It's just a little 1-hour flight to somewhere, but I'm going somewhere new. I'm doing a thing. And once I get there, I know I got to take the number 600 bus. I know which stop I got to get off at. The place I'm going to does seem to be much more of like a real hotel. It doesn't seem to be hard to find. I got money on my T-money card. I mean, just it should be a nice, easy trip. The biggest trouble so far was here at the airport, I'm taking Jeju Air. I wasn't sure if I could self-check in because it was all in Korean, so I was gonna, like, literally just pull out my translator app and try that before I go stand in a line somewhere. But it was a little weird that there was an English button, but it wasn't until you get a couple of screens in. Then you can choose English rather than at the outset. That's a little odd, but there is English. Fight your way through. There is English. And I actually got some sleep last night, so that's handy. Not, as you know, a perfect night of sleep, but not terrible. But it is such a weird feeling to wake up from an alarm, because I just don't often do that. I was in the middle of a dream, and I won't regale you at great length with my dreams, but it was a weird one where I was in some, like, post-apocalyptic forest, and I came upon this really dilapidated building, and I was exploring around and being like, oh, I guess I could sleep here if I had to. And then somehow that building turned into a super new modern apartment at one corner. And I was like up on the roof looking down through like a skylight at this family. And the family was just really obnoxious, really shitty, obnoxious people. I could just tell that they sucked and they were on their way out. So they left and then I snuck into the house and I was like, I had this vibe in the dream that it was okay to steal from them because they were so sucky. And I just went into their house and I went into their bathroom and I was like, wow, this is nice. And then the alarm hit and I was stuck in that weird little limbo moment where I'm still dreaming, but this alarm is going off. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, shit. That's not like a common dream. It's not like every night I'm like, all right, I get to return to the beautiful world of robbing people in the dreamland. Or if that is a common dream for me, I don't remember. But it seemed fun. I was excited to explore their house. And I was like, oh, I had to wake up, goddammit. But I can't complain overall. surprising because my sleep schedule has not fixed up. I felt like total garbage as recently as yesterday, and today I feel all right, so I don't have to try to sleep at the airport, because this is, I don't think it would work that well here. It was great in Calgary because that airport's enormous. There's so many places you can go squirrel away. This one's very small. I'd be super conspicuous. I don't even think there's any seats where you could lay out anyway. It would be weird as shit if I tried to sleep in this little airport. But I'm fine. And that's another thing, is the time of day where I'm like, damn, I thought my flight left at 4. It's actually not till 5. Had to leave the Airbnb by 11. Got here a little after noon. Real short ride to the airport in Busan. But it's just like not that big a deal of like by the time I sorted out how to print out my ticket and dealt with the weight of my baggage and just got my bearings and now I'm recording this stupid ass podcast, like by the time I'm done this I'll have 2 hours at most. Again, it's as true now as it has always been. You can't have too much time at the airport. It's impossible. Even if it feels like, oh geez, I'm gonna be stuck here all afternoon at the airport. No, you won't, dude. It's going to go by so fast. And it's so much better than the alternative of being squeezed for time, of just having too much time, even just on the way here. I tried to use the washroom at my Airbnb, and my body is just how it works. It's like it's ready to go or it's not. Nothing happened. I tried to use the washroom at the subway station. Nothing happened. Then halfway to the airport, it's like, I need to poop. Baby needs to poop. So I had to just get off at a random station halfway through, and the washroom wasn't on this side of the gate, so I had to go through the gate to use the washroom and then pay an extra $1.50 when I got back on the train after. But I mean, it was worth it. It was worth $1.50 to have a nice poop, you know, get that out of the way. Make sure that's not happening when you're stuck on a flight. And now it just becomes, I did have a coffee. One last thing before I left the Airbnb, I had my classic coffee cereal breakfast. Make an instant coffee for the liquid, put cereal in it, yum, yum, yum. But now it's dehydrate and fast for the rest of this trip. Because I think the bus ride on the other end might be longer than this flight. So anyway, I got a little time. Dehydrate time. But yeah, once I got here to the airport, this is kind of cool because I actually got to use some of my previous silly experiences, but in a way that actually helped. So if you think way back to when I flew from Tokyo to Fukuoka and the carry-on baggage could only be 7 kilograms, which on this trip I've gotten a lot better at figuring out what distances mean and what heights mean. Kilometers and meters, I'm doing pretty good on those. Weight, not so much, because it just doesn't come up that much. I still have a very vague idea of what, I mean, if I hold my book bag right now, I mean, I guess that's about 9.5 kilograms, but I don't really know what that means. So I'm never sure where I'm going to fall on the thing, but that one, in that case, 7 was absurd. So I filled all my pockets with everything that I owned, and I got under 7, which is nuts in hindsight. But this time I did a lesser version. Like, this is kind of neat, where instead of that insanity, you can do a more reasonable version of that in cases where it helps. Like, in this case, with this flight, the baggage needs to be under 10 kilograms. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think this ticket I got, which was so cheap, is like $45, but I think it does include a checked bag. I'm pretty sure I could just check the bag. And even if I can't, it's only like $8 to $10 here. It's not like $25 like it was with Peach Air. None of it would be a big deal. If I didn't make it under the 10, that's fine. But I got so close between my main bag and my little day bag, I was like just under 11 kilograms. So what I did, because I always travel with this bags within bags system, which arguably the several bags, I mean, they're adding up a little bit of weight themselves, but it's worth it just for the ease of not just having a book bag full of loose stuff. Is in my main book bag, I've got a bag with all my clothes in it and a bag with just miscellaneous whatevers. Those are the relatively big ones. Those are the ones staying in here. And between those and my laptop, it's just under 10. it made my bag about 9 and some kilograms, and then with my little day bag, you know, I got just under 10, like just barely. But how I got under that is that I then have a couple of smaller bags that just have like toiletry stuff. And there's another one that I don't even know what it is. I guess it's just like, it's a mouse. That's right, I did buy a mouse and a mouse pad in Zhejiang. And, you know, just cords and cables and power converters, whatever, that's in a little bag. So those two smaller bags, those do easily fit in the pockets of my jacket. So I just moved those into my jacket pockets. It took me down a kilogram. And now I'm under the weight. And it is like, it is magic. It's like these pockets in your coat, they just don't count. It's just like a cheat code, you know? That just doesn't count as your... Because they do count not only your main bag, but if you have a carry-on, a little day bag or a purse if you're a lady, that counts. But your coat just doesn't count. Anything in your coat just magically doesn't count toward the weight. And it does seem like, reasonably speaking, like I must have had, you know, 4 or 5 kilograms of stuff in my coat. And I had my laptop hidden under my coat. It was totally crazy what I was doing in the Fukuoka flight. But in this case, it's just 1 little kilogram of just taking those little tiny bags, putting them in the pockets of my coat. It's not even weird. Like, I can go through security like this and it's not weird. It's fine. It's just a couple little bags in my pockets. And it takes me down that 1 kilogram. So I think this is pretty good. And I mean, this is nice because I don't think I can really have much more than this. I'm at capacity for how much stuff will fit in my bag. So even this is just kind of good to know. If I'm at a place where it's 7 kilograms or less, then too fucking bad. But if I'm at a place where it's 10, I can make that happen. With slight little adjustments, I can make that happen. But again, it's nice to have extra time in the day, because it still took me 20 minutes of dicking around to figure this out. But what do I care? I got all afternoon. Just chill, dude. Figure this out. Get down under the thing. Nice. Because even if I get a free checked bag, when's the last time I checked my bag? I guess it was coming back from Fukuoka, and it was no biggie. Maybe I checked my bag coming to Korea as well. I don't know. I don't remember. But, you know, it's not a biggie, but especially for a 1-hour flight, who wants to deal with all that? I'd rather just take my stupid bag with me. And I managed to make it work. So that's cool that even that nonsense that I did, it was dumb on that day, and I was very stressed on the way to Fukuoka, and that was like a ludicrous and silly, potentially embarrassing, weird hermit crab thing. But then I can apply that knowledge and just apply it to the system, and it's like, ah, but now I know you can put stuff in your pockets. It doesn't count towards your weight. They don't weigh you as a person. And if I do it reasonably, it can just nudge things just a little under where they need to be. So that's kind of cool. That's handy. But yeah, overall, feeling kind of good. Feeling good to go to a place. Feeling good to just do, just to go, you know? 5 weeks is a long time. I'm in Jeju for 6 weeks. So I haven't booked anything past Jeju. I figure I'll get to Jeju, see how that is. What if it's so amazing I want to stay forever? And I definitely like that about Korea. I find Korea very comfortable to travel within. You know, I was getting better at that in Japan. It's not hard in Japan. It's not bad. I'm really looking forward to next time I go to Japan to taking way more local trains just down the coastline and seeing if I can string that into a trip. But it's even easier in Korea, just taking those trains between the cities. Now just a little airport sitch and fucking little T-money cards. And it's just, even though I only took one bus in Zhejiang, just that I took the one bus is like, ah, good, because there's nothing but buses on Jeju. There's no subway, but just one bus is enough for me to feel like, okay, I know how the bus works. You know, I get a little worked up about stuff if I've never done it before, because you don't know what you don't know. But it's no biggie. Just I guess the only thing I haven't done is I always recharge my T-money card in subways, and there are no subways in Jeju, but Zhejiang was kind of like a test of that, too. Of just not having the T-Money reload. And in the case of Zhejiang, I was only there 3 weeks and I didn't use my T-Money card much, so I didn't have to reload it. I probably will in Jeju, so I'll have to do the thing where you go to a convenience store and ask someone to put money on your card. And I found the phrase on Reddit, like the fucking, here's how you say charge my card, but I didn't write it down. I still feel like it's weirder to try to speak a language you don't speak. I just feel like if I if I really do run into someone who just can't speak English at all, who doesn't know charging the card, if I just have money and my card and just pantomime money on card, I just can't imagine it's going to be a problem. But I guess we'll see. But all right, I'm going to head back into the airport. And I predict that I will have no problem filling up the next couple hours, because time goes by so quickly. Test, 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 test. Yeah, there's no, I was gonna see if I could talk into my sleeve while I'm in the airport. I mean, I kinda can, but this is a bit weird. Oh, I don't know, maybe I can pull this off. I've only got like 10 minutes till this flight leaves, so I don't know why I feel like I gotta squeeze this in. Yeah, one little technique, I forgot about this. I don't remember doing this since I had a pretty long layover in the Taipei airport in 2019 on my way home from Japan that first time. And that's the last time I did this technique, but I was reminded of it today where I'm sitting here just watching anime. There's this anime called Bartender. There's a 2024 series, but it turns out also a 2011 live action 2006 series and a manga that started before that. I never heard of this thing before, but I checked out the new one. And it's pretty delightful. It's just this bartender who, he can just read through your body language and the clues about what you're wearing and stuff. Just what drink you need to get you through the trials of that particular day. And he gives you just the right drink and just the right little piece of advice to spur you on to your next day. And I definitely like the manga the best. As always, the manga is always the best. But it's pretty delightful. So I was watching that. But I was just hitting that point where I just couldn't really keep my eyes open anymore. So since I've got this book bag with a really stiff back, it's bad for my scoliosis because it digs into it a bit. But it's nice because if you put this book bag on your lap, you can then just lay your head on the book bag. Not for an extended period of time because it digs into your legs and stuff. But I set it up. Set the alarm for 40 minutes and just gives you just enough time to just pass out a little bit, just to get that little drop of a little wee mini nap. And then I woke up a couple of minutes before the alarm even. It was perfect. But then I realized, oh yeah, I probably should have gone through security first and been on the other side while I'm waiting. I don't know if there's like a time limit. How early can you go through? Probably doesn't matter. Probably very early, but I just didn't. I was still on the other side. So it's like, oh crap, I've only got half an hour till this flight leaves. And I just realized like, oh, I actually haven't done the thing yet. I haven't gone through the security. And just a little thing, but on my boarding pass, it says Keith McNally, but on my passport, it says Keith Andrew McNally. And the guy was like, oh, no, your whole name's not on this. Got to go to the other counter and get this fixed. So I'm like, shit, I've been here all afternoon. And yet I still didn't avoid running around at the last moment, going from counter to counter, getting stuff fixed. Like, shit, I fucked up. But I went over to the other counter. Luckily, it wasn't busy. And then they changed it to Keith Andrew, like it's one word. Like, my first name is just Keith Andrew. And I was like, I mean, that's actually more wrong, I would consider, than before. But that was fine. That got me through. And my big cool boots that I bought in Seoul, man, the metal detector does not like these bad boys, so my boots got to come off from here on in. But other than that, all good, no problem. And they never actually checked a second time about, like, they never did the official check of the weight of my bag. They did that for sure with Peach Airlines in Japan. With Peach, they were like, we wish to charge you. Here, they had a little thing where you could weigh. But I don't think there's going to be a second check anywhere. So, but I mean, how could you know such things until you're there? But I think if you had a heavier bag here on Jeju Airlines, it seems like it would not matter, unless it's like wild, like you're carrying skis or a cello. I don't think anyone's going to care. But again, you can't know that till you're here. Anyway, they're surely going to start letting people on soon. So I will go. Let's see if I can talk to myself on the bus for a little bit before it gets too full. If it does get too full, I don't know how often this bus leaves, but it's a little empty right now. I had to tell the guy at the start how far I'm going so he knew how much to charge me, and I'm not sure. Saegwipo Port is where the Airbnb said to go. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing Saegwipo correctly. But I didn't see that on the listing. I saw Saegwipo Harbor. Surely the harbor and the port can't be too far away, right? But I mean, even this bus ride, I mean, it's like I'm at the north end of the island. I'm going all the way to the south, and I believe it's less than an hour. So the whole freaking island isn't that big. So surely that one city also won't be that big. But I just got to get there before 9. And what is it now? 6:38. Shouldn't be a problem. Should be no problem, no matter where I end up. Man, so, with the little domestic flight in Fukuoka, one of the funny things was they had to get everybody into a bus and bus them over to the plane, and I thought that was kind of ridiculous because it was a very short ride, and it's like, I guess you can't just have a little line of people like little ducklings going across the tarmac. And I mean, it was still a bit of a drive in Fukuoka. This one, same thing, had to get in a bus. It was literally, we crossed the street and turned around. Like, it was farther than I can spit, but not as far as I could throw a pebble. Like, it was stupid. It was just ridiculous. It's like, just walk across the street. But again, I assume it's an airport safety thing that you just can't have people walking across. But it is so close. It was ludicrous. But man, that flight was short. Holy crap. I finished an episode of The Bartender Show, and then I started watching this other show called Restaurant to Another World, where as far as I can tell, it's a guy who is a modern-day Japanese chef, but there's a way that people from a fantasy world one day a week can come into his establishment, and they're just blown away by his amazing culinary stuff. So he's feeding, like, weird barbarians and dragon people, you know, very delicious food. But I kind of like it. It's kind of good. And it looks like it's an evil dragon who set up this plan because she loves beef stew so much. So he hires somebody from the fantasy world to be a waitress. And I just love that mix because I love domestic anime. I love domestic stories. But also there's a chance that they can be very boring and pointless. So just to add in the fantasy element, but with no time to crystal. Oh, I'm the chosen one. Oh, the magic sword. Oh, the land is under the blah, blah, blah. None of that. Instead, it's just a cooking show, but he's cooking for these cool mythological creatures. I don't know. It's pretty good. But anyway, I watched those. So just an episode and a half anime, and we were landing already. It's like, holy shit, that's a short ride. And it's weird getting here to Jeju because the first thing I noticed is that it's much more tropical. It's got like those tropical looking trees. But at the same time, the airport feels like every airport. It feels like I'm in Montreal just going to grab the bus to head downtown. Except, in the distance, you can see that things are different. Seems cool though. Oh man, so maybe it's starting to fill up in here. I'll wait till I get off the bus to tell you the tale of the guy I saw in the washroom. It always comes back to washrooms with this podcast, but this guy, man. Anyway, yeah, so far so good. I'm in Jeju. All right, I made it to Saegwipo, which I think that's what, I was listening to the voice on the bus when it would announce stops, Segwipo, I mean, I think I'm saying it right. It's not the craziest word of all time. S-E-O-G-W-I-P-O. Segwipo. I feel like there's only so many ways you can say that, but I have started to realize some of my pronunciations are pretty off here in South Korea. But it's nice. It's nighttime. Everything looks pretty at night. So it definitely looks pretty. And it's got that kind of palm tree vibe. Stop me. Stop me. If you've heard this one before, but I don't know anything about southern trees and palm tree type stuff. I just know that kind of leaf type from visiting Florida or from watching movies. But it's like that. It has that feeling. And in fact, it's kind of breezy today. It reminds me a lot of as I was making my way down the coast when I was staying at Yokohama. And I would go check out the various points on the beach. And I found those surfers. It just has that feeling, the feeling of walking from the beach to the train station. Those little neighborhoods felt very much like this. So, seems good so far. It's weird though that, you know, I've been keeping my eye on the air index thing. And it does seem like Jeju Island has been about the same as Busan. Not so different. But by happenstance, today, Busan is great. It's like in the green. It's below 50. And so is Seoul, which is like, whoa. But Jeju is over 100. What the fuck? It's a little under 100 right now. I don't know. It seems okay. But I mean, I should have my stupid mask on. I'll put it on after I'm done yammering. But yeah, just bad luck. It's like, I wonder why. What's going on here? Hopefully it's just a weather pattern system that's just passing over. But I removed Busan and Seoul now from my listing. I don't know and I don't need to know. We'll just take Jeju as it is and not worry about, oh, what weather might I have gotten somewhere else. Though I did throw on Taiwan and Ulsan, which I mean, Ulsan, I guess, is essentially Busan. But, you know, because I feel like that's where I'm likely to be next. So I'll keep my eye on it a little, the same as I did for here, just to try to get a vibe for, you know, I'm going to be here, I think the lady said 42 days. It's like, yeah, I guess so, about 6 weeks. Long ass time. So while I'm here, I can get a little bit of a sense of what is going to be happening, where I go next. But yeah, I'm quite sure this will pass. And I guess I'm kind of slipping into that thing too of just like, I don't know, is 100 bad? 100 flipped my fucking wig when I got to Seoul. Now it's like, I don't know. I mean, it's not good. But I guess I did, I did actually see people on Reddit referencing this one very famous mountain hike here in Jeju that is supposed to be the best place to see the sunrise, which I will never fucking do. I will never be there at sunrise. 0% chance. But they had to bail out because the pollution got so bad at one point. But again, that was earlier in the year. Now that it's spring / summer coming, I don't expect things to be so bad. Man, they kind of undersold that bus ride, though. It was a long fucking bus ride. I saw a listing somewhere that said, like, at the high end, it was like 45 minutes, but that was way longer. It was like an hour and a half. Everything was a bit slow, though. I guess my flight was delayed a little and stuff. But I just barely made it before 9 o'clock, which I guess was a good thing, just so they could give me the rundown of how things worked, and they needed a copy of my passport and stuff, which I would have had to do later. So I made it just in time. And I'll tell you about the place I'm staying, but first, the pee guy. The pee guy at the airport. So ever since first visiting Japan, I mean, I guess there's a certain problem in North America with people peeing on the ground, but I wouldn't say it's a terrible issue. It's not something I ever really noticed much, you know, just a bit of general dishevelment in the washrooms. But nothing you'd have to make a big deal about or make a sign about or something. Where in Japan, every male washroom, every single one, there are signs saying, please step forward, please stand closer. And I got to assume it's maybe just the footwear culture around here, where there's such a distinct delineation between indoor and outdoor. you know, you've always got to take your shoes off at the Genkan in Japan, and I don't know what they call it in Korea, but they do that here too, more or less. You got your indoor shoes and your outdoor shoes, and it really does seep into your brain, because I think it's a good idea in general. Canada is much more along the lines of generally we don't wear our shoes in the house. I think it's only America that does that for some weird reason. But today on the plane, this dude walked by with his kid, and the kid's shoe brushed my shoulder. And I would never have thought twice about that ever in North America. But I guess I'm so used to shoe stuff here now that it's been all these months I've been in Asia that I had to look, I just had to look at my shoulder and just be like I just had the thought of like, what if that kid stepped in dog poop? Like, of course they didn't. They're in an airplane. But I just had that weird feeling of like, oh, a shoe touched me. Gross. Where I just wouldn't have given a fuck before. So maybe that's the situation, like a really deeply ingrained desire not to step on whatever pee is on the ground. So people stand back a step, and then that just makes the situation worse because more and more pee is finding its way onto the ground. Because even as a kid, I used to always just stand up and pee into the toilet. And I don't know, it just never occurred to me till I was older. Like, there are sometimes you can feel like if you're wearing shorts and you pee standing up and you feel a little splash against your calves, like, that shit is splashing up all over the place. It's actually kind of gross. But in Asian washrooms in Japan and here in South Korea, they are begging people to stand closer, just begging, and it's not working. And additionally, this is one of those things that I feel like there's probably some women listening that will have had no idea that this was a thing, that they've never heard of this before ever. But at a urinal, this has become common. This used to be like a rare thing where there would be a design in the urinal. Like, it used to be back in the day, like a little soccer net or something. And then somebody devised a little fly design, like a bug, like an insect. And now it's so common. It's all over North America, all over Japan, all over Korea. Maybe it's all over the world at this point. It's just become common practice for in the urinal, in the men's room, for there to be a little design of a fly. Because the idea is it's something to aim at. It's, you know, kind of our natural inclination to just pee at something. Like, if there's a little something stuck to the side of the urinal or something, you know, we'll just like pee on it to try to blast it off. So I guess just having this design, it just encourages people to aim in the middle, you know, like actually aim at the center of the urinal and not deliberately get pee everywhere. Oh, this seems pretty nice. This neighborhood I'm walking through, it reminds me of the one downtown part of Jecheon, but I think a bit bigger. I don't know, it's hard to tell. I haven't got a good sense of the scale of anything yet. But yeah, this is like a little shopping street. This is nice. But anyway, none of this stuff is working. There's pee all over the ground in male bathrooms in Asia. And today I saw the guy who was just, he was the ultimate example of the perpetrator that is making this happen. Where I was at the airport bathroom, and, you know, it's general etiquette not to look at the guy next to you. And there were dividers between us, which there aren't always. This guy was standing so far back from the urinal that in my peripheral vision, I couldn't see his dick, but I could see the stream of his pee very clearly. And I could see that he was like whipping it back and forth like a lightsaber, like zung, zung, zung. So it's like, this is the guy. This is the reason there's pee on the floor, because this guy is standing way back and pee into the left, pee into the right, pee into the left, pee into the right. So again, like, etiquette dictates you're not supposed to look at your neighbor, but I had to look at this guy. I had to see the face of the enemy. Like, who is this man who is doing this? The fuck is this? I'm at a busier street now, and I can tell just by the number of taxis that this place is definitely bigger and more populous than Jecheon. Though, is it? I guess we'll get into that fast food theory after. Anyway, this guy was just a young Korean guy, young, handsome Korean man, probably in his early 20s. You know, I was like, all right, well, there he is, just a human being. I don't know what I thought I was going to see. Some horrible ogre, some demon from the underworld. But yeah, I've never seen someone so just, it was ludicrous how far back this fucking guy was standing and how completely not in the center of the urinal he was aiming his piss. So much so that I could see it out of the side. Like, I couldn't not see it. It was just like, fuck, dude. Come on, man. Come on. But even just today on my various travels, I guess it was in the Busan airport where I did think like, ugh, I feel like I'm getting pee on my shoes. This is gross. Like, hopefully I'll just wear it off as I walk around, you know, I won't track any pee smell with me onto the plane or something. Okay, yeah, this is definitely bigger than Jetchan. This, it's a little bit late now. It's past 9, so they're closing up, but this is a really long shopping street. I guess why I'm confused, everything about this seems more populous than Jetchan, but just to do a first lowbrow journey, I'm just heading to McDonald's. Fuck it. It's still so weird to me being here to pass all these 7-Elevens and stuff and see them out the window of the bus and these different convenience stores and just to not be excited. That would be like, you know, I got a little pushback in Japan of like, really? That's all you're gonna do? You're just gonna go to the convenience stores? But those convenience stores, surely I'll branch out eventually in my life. But it is a cultural smorgasbord of amazing shit in those Japanese convenience stores. I didn't even come close to exploring all the odds and ends. And it's still like legitimately good stuff. It's really cool, good stuff. Where, you know, here I just, every once in a while I do go get, what was the one I got the other day? I got a sandwich that was like, it was like a ham and cheese sandwich with pineapple spread. And like, again, it's not bad. I'm Canadian, so I mean, we invented the Hawaiian pizza. I don't mind ham and pineapple. But again, I've just never had a sandwich like that. And I just wasn't in the mood. I wanted a normal sandwich, and they don't fucking exist. They just don't exist. So I'm back in my just insanely lowbrow situation of like, everything's closing up here. It's past 9 o'clock. But even if it wasn't, I don't know how much gumption I've got to go try to go to a local place or figure out anything. So I looked up fast food and it's just like, well, fuck it. There's a McDonald's. Fuck it. It's on the other end of town, but that doesn't seem that far away. So that's my test. Let's just see how long it takes to get there. But yeah, that's where I got a little confused, is there's the one McDonald's, which I think Jetchan only had one McDonald's as well, but Jetchan had Burger King, and there's no Burger King here. There's some on the island, but none in Seguapo, which is a shame because I have come to enjoy the Burger King a lot more than McDonald's in South Korea. I just like what they do. I like their chicken nuggets better. They're cheaper. It's just good. But I'm gonna have to get over it. Either I'm gonna have to eat McDonald's every day, which surely I won't do that. Like it's any better to eat fucking Burger King. Or just try to make my peace with the convenience stores and figure out something to do. Or branch out to these stalls and stuff. Which this would be the place to do it, I guess, because there's no subway station. My T-Money card is a lot less useful here. Gonna be back to cash, so if I just got cash anyway, it's probably not the hardest thing in the world to just point at stuff and hand people money. We'll see though. I got 42 days. I got plenty of days to figure out what's going on around here. Yeah, this seems kind of cool. It really does though. It feels like Jetchan. It has the small Korean city feeling. I don't know the whole history and stuff. I know Jeju, it's a domestic flight. It's part of South Korea, but it is its own thing. And one of these things on Reddit where they're like, hey, you know, you can read up about the uprisings of the past. It'll add flavor to your journey to know the history. But it was just this super depressing fucking thing where like 10,000 people died in an uprising against the government. Yeah, great. That really makes, that really adds some spice to the journey. It's just sad and depressing. I'm not saying it's not important to know about, but it's not necessarily important for me to know about. Anyway, I know about it now. So I don't know. I don't quite know exactly how Jeju relates to South Korea, but it's essentially just another piece of South Korea. And yeah, just these, a lot of LCD screens, karaoke places, weird little hotels. This feels quite a bit like Jecheon. It was kind of cool to go to Jecheon in the middle. Yeah, this is a common thing. I saw all the time. I saw them in the bigger cities too, but especially in Jecheon, and already I see one here, where it's like a dance club or whatever, and it has like an LCD sign out front with like sexy LCD girls dancing. And there's a GS25. You know, I guess that wouldn't be the worst. I'm actually pretty fucking starving. Maybe that's all I gotta do. I just need to get hungry enough and then everything seems fine. I'm starting to think like, yeah, maybe I should just go in there. That'd be all right. But let's see, how close am I after this? Oh yeah, I'm real close, so yeah. Segwapo's not very big. I guess that's the thing. It's the size of it is smaller than Jecheon, but the population density is definitely higher. So it's both. It's both things at once. So the hotel I'm staying at, this is pretty cool, because one of the reasons why the bus took so long is it's like a hotel shuttle bus, so it just stopped at every fucking hotel. So we're going through all these big fancy pants hotels and resorts and stuff, and they looked very fucking beautiful. The only thing I saw on the way here is there's a Hello Kitty land in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of Jeju. There's this Hello Kitty land, but I don't know shit about Hello Kitty. I never quite understood where it came from or what it's all about or what the appeal is. I guess it's just cool little characters. I don't know. It's very similar to when I stumbled upon, oh, I already forgot the name, Moon Something Village. That was some weird cartoon that they made in an amusement park about. Anyway, we were passing through all these fancy pants hotels and I was thinking like, ah, that would be nice. It would be nice to be a hotel guy, you know? I don't mind being a weird little scrabbly together Airbnb guy staying at whatever weird little thing. But if I was just the richest man on earth, of course it'd be great to just go to fancy hotels. Where as the bus rolls in, there's someone waiting to bow to the bus. But what I'm staying at is kind of, I mean, by my standards, is pretty fancy. I mean, it's probably, by hotel standards, a really lame hotel because I got it for, again, I think I got a discount because I stayed so long. It was like 20 bucks a day. And it's like a for real hotel. Got my key card. I'm on floor 3. I'm not sure how many floors up it goes, but that's perfect for me. That's just like high enough up to get a little view out the window, but not high enough up to freak me out with my fear of heights. Once I get up to about the 5th floor or so, you know, I don't like it as much. Yeah, there's the McDonald's. It purports to be 24 hour, but it's only 9:20. Should be fine no matter what.
And it's just fucking full.
Oh, and a KFC. I tried to go to KFC once in Seoul because they literally sell chicken skin. That thing that every kid has ever said in North America. Like, why doesn't KFC just sell the skin? Apparently they do that in South Korea, but it wouldn't accept my card through the little automated machine. But if I don't have a lot of options around here for my lowbrow life, maybe I will go in and try to order some and just pay with cash. All right, I got a couple other little yammery yams about the hotel, but I'm right at the McDonald's. Fuck it, I'm starving to death. I'm going in and get something to eat. I did a little quick research while I was in the McDonald's and just looked up Segwapo. It's the second biggest city in Jeju after Jeju City. And it's 150,000 people. So I was like, all right, so that's triple the size of Jecheon. But then it said, so in 2006, they basically just decided that the entire southern half of the island counts as Segwapo. So it's like, oh, okay. So it's actually really, really similar, it seems, in size, the like proper central part of Segwapo to Jecheon. It's just, we'll see how these impressions stand up while I'm here for a while, but it seems like it's Jecheon if Jecheon was popular, you know, if it was a place people went to. Because there's tons of hotels around here and resorts, and like I was saying, just walking here, just the density of people, you could just tell. A lot more happening, a lot more stuff going on. Presumably when the sun comes up and I can see the harbor and the water, there's going to be beautiful island vibes waiting for me. But on the other hand, the true size is very undeniable, where, like, I just walked past a 7-Eleven, and I was thinking, like, oh, maybe I should grab a toothbrush, because I don't think that the hotel had one. And it was closed. It's like 10 o'clock. You know, like, what the fuck? It's not even. It's before, just before 10 o'clock, and the 7-Eleven is already closed. It's inconceivable in North America or Japan that a 7-Eleven would ever be closed. But here, it doesn't even follow the old 7 to 11 times. And with just the one McDonald's and no Burger King, I was like, oh, what about Adia coffee? It's my favorite coffee. I love Adia. There's only one. It's like, oh, shit. Well, one's better than none. And there are a bunch sprinkled around the island. So that actually might be a fun excuse to go explore. That could be my target. You know, there's a bunch up in Jeju City, but beyond that, you know, it's a good excuse to go somewhere. Just aim for the Adia. Just an excuse to go, you know, to a place. Like, that really is my favorite kind of traveling. Like, no matter what happens, no matter what's there, I can hang out at a coffee shop and get my little daily writing done. And then if there's something awesome there, even better. Then I was like, Daiso. Daiso is where I go to get all my odds and ends, all my little things I might need, if there is, in fact, anything that I need. I guess just because I need dental floss. I've only got one thing. I somehow just had mountains of dental floss that I brought with me, just that, you know, dentists and stuff had given me. I somehow had like four things of dental floss. Anyway, I'm down to one. And they have those at convenience stores, but it's weirdly expensive. It's like over $4 for a little teeny tiny travel dental floss. So I was like, ah, I should go to Daiso, get some dental floss. And again, there's only one, just one, where I can think off the top of my head of at least two in Jecheon. And I'm sure there was a third one probably somewhere. So yeah, a little bit. I have a feeling like this is gonna be more in the vibe of when I was in Jecheon, but with probably way better natural beauty type shit going on. That's my expectation. But definitely walking around, that's sort of how it feels. It feels like small city feel. So yeah, this hotel, again, I don't know, my idea of stuff is like, I don't stay at a lot of hotels, you know, a lot of my memories of hotels are from family trips in the 1980s and stuff, but along those lines, it seems nice, like big open lobby, walk up the cool stairs, everything's carpeted, I don't know, it seems nice to me. I was quite taken by the place, and then right away I saw a thing that I'd never seen before. Oh, there's a cross. There's one of those big red neon crosses in the sky. Certainly fewer of those than in Jecheon. That I've only seen one is remarkable. I would have saw 10 of them by now in Jecheon. But I put in my little key card to open the door. And the first thing I saw was, you're in the little Genkan area. Got to take off your shoes. But everything is pitch black. And I'm like, okay, where's the lights? What's going on? But there was a little panel on the wall with blue lighting that said, insert your card. And I couldn't quite figure out how to insert my card at first. I had to put it in the top. But then putting the hotel card into the slot turned on all the lights in the room. And it's like, that's interesting. All right. Oh, there's another cross. So two. What's up with the big red neon crosses? Like, I have seen a shit ton of those throughout South Korea. And it's kind of neat. It's sort of cool. You know, I guess it's the beacon in the night. But is it really? What is it actually for? I don't think you can go to church in the middle of the night. You know? It doesn't really matter where the church is in the middle of the night. No one's going there. But it's kind of cool and eerie at the same time. But yeah, I was also trying to figure out, I was like, I wonder if this is somehow putting the card in the little thing on the wall. Is this some way that you won't lose your your hotel card, like you won't walk out without taking the card. But no, because then before you go to bed, you would obviously take the card out to turn off the lights. But yeah, there seemed to be no other way to turn on and off the lights. You got to put your card in the thing. I don't know. Just different. Just kind of neat. And there's a toilet with the bidet stuff, the washlet. Oh, there's another one. There's another cross. So yeah, there's probably a lot more crosses around here than I initially thought. I guess just because I walked through that one shopping area on the way. It seems the proliferation of Christianity is quite proliferated around here as well. But yeah, the only toilet I saw with the little bidet feature was that one in Jecheon at the by the Burger King at this little entertainment area with, like, you know, it's weird. It's like the entertainment of washing your butt. No, it had, like, you know, claw machines and stuff. That is the only place. And I was thinking about that the other day. Like, I guess that was the only one. Like, I guess there's no more. It's the only one I'm going to see here. It's just not a thing here. And then at the hotel, it's like, oh, there it is. But I couldn't get it to work. I don't know how to turn it on. It is plugged into the wall. But I don't know if I have to do something else to it. It doesn't seem to function. So I don't know. I'll keep messing with it. But it's one of those things that if I can't get it to go, do I want to bother somebody about my stupid fucking bidet thing? Probably not. I think I'll just let it go. But I'll mess with it and we'll see. Here's a cool little, like, local coffee shop type thing. I guess before I discovered that Adia has the most amazing self-serve kiosks ever, I was just going to different random coffee places. Maybe I'll get back to that too. Instead of just only going to the one Adia every single day. I guess we'll see. We'll see. Again, I'm not above it. I'm not above just going to the one place I like over and over, but 42 days is a lot of days, so we'll see what happens. There are these Paris baguette stores all over, and those, I guess, kind of stood out to me originally because I dug up a list of stores that will accept T-money cards. And this was on the list, and it's like a bakery. It's like, you know, pastries and stuff, but obviously it's a chain. Super duper big time chain. I've never gone into one. Maybe I should sometime. This will be interesting too when I'm done yammering. I think I'm going toward my hotel, but we'll see. We'll see where I actually am. Once I fucking, because I'm taking a different route, so I could be all turned around at this point. I know nothing. But yeah, the little hotel seemed pretty cool, seemed pretty nice. Although the window was open, and I was like, is that good or is that bad? You know, it had a nice fresh air feeling in there, but because the pollution levels are kind of bad today, I'm like, I'm gonna close that, you know. But on nicer days, that'll be nice. Speaking of, though, it did have a bug screen. But I guess the one downside that I noticed, just as I was glancing around, sloughing off my various coats and stuff, because when I had my travel, got to wear all my layers and wear both of my fucking pairs of jeans at once and stuff, is I saw a squished mosquito, like one of those big mama mosquitoes that someone had splattered against the wall and had just dried up there. I was like, oh. When they cleaned up the room, I guess nobody noticed that. And then I noticed another one, and then another one up on the ceiling. There's just like three bugs. And I mean, I'm not precious about that type of shit. I don't care. I'm sure I would half-ass it a little too if I worked at a hotel. But then I also noticed, just at that McDonald's I was just at, one place where I was gonna sit had a smashed mosquito on the table. Because the McDonald's was open, but not the upstairs. They closed the upstairs seating area, so there's very limited seating available. And just putting this all together, it's like, I think what I can gather from this, everything else about the hotel seems cool. I don't think it's necessarily a sign of a shoddy hotel. I think it's just sort of, you know, semi-lazy workers, and maybe if you just see mosquitoes all the time, you just don't notice anymore. You just don't care. Where I'm brand new in there, and it's like, oh, I see it right away, ding, ding, ding. But then seeing it at the McDonald's too, I think the lesson I'm supposed to take away is there's gonna be mosquitoes around here. You know, it is a relatively small island, where at that time of year, I bet I got some bugs coming my way. And yeah, that seems to suggest that the population is just kind of over it with bugs. It's like, I don't know, your counter at McDonald's, the wall of your hotel, I don't know what to tell you, there's fucking mosquitoes everywhere, fuck it. So we didn't clean every little corpse. You know, that's the feeling. So hopefully that doesn't become a bug disaster. But yeah, I'll obviously get a much better sense of what the fuck is going on once the sun is up. Now let's see, where am I? Not too bad. I'm kind of, sort of, heading back. Definitely took the long route. But there is still a general up and down, which definitely helps too. Because I believe the center of this place is just a big fucking volcano. Or former volcano, I don't know. I got some learnings to do. But there's another 7-Eleven across the street. Let's give that a shot, because I would just definitely want to get my hands on a toothbrush if I can. Because my little dental problems have not been that bad, but this is how to keep them from not being that bad till I can figure that out. Dental floss, toothbrushes, all of that shit. Geez, I wonder too, I mean, if the pollution level, earlier today it was quite bad in Busan, and then when I checked before, it was way down under 50. Is that a sign? Is that a sign that tomorrow everything's gonna be all good? Hopefully. Hopefully so. Yeah, a guy with a truck just stepped into the 7-Eleven. In fact, there's a couple ladies sitting at the counter eating ramen. Oh, and here's a laundry place, which could be handy, because I don't know if there's any laundry in this hotel. Probably not. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, well, so far so good in Jeju. Seems all right. I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and buy a fucking toothbrush. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next episode.